Chapter 5 Texas. In 1835, the Crockett family left Tennessee. They put all their things in a big covered wagon, and they traveled for many days. They finally arrived in Texas. At that time, Texas belonged to Mexico. At first, the Mexican government was happy with the American settlers. They cultivated the land. Many settlers went to Texas because land was very cheap. With a little money, a settler bought a lot of land. More and more Americans went to Texas. There were about 20,000 American settlers in eastern Texas. There were only 5,000 Mexicans. The Mexican government did not like this. There were too many Americans. Mexico decided to close its borders. The American settlers were very angry. In 1834, the Mexican general Santa Anna became the dictator of Mexico. He was a cruel man. He sent his soldiers to the Mexican border. He did not want the American settlers to enter Mexico. By 1834, there were more than 30,000 Americans living in Texas. They wanted Texas to be an independent American state. They did not want to live under a cruel Mexican dictator. Davy and his family now lived in Texas. They were happy in their new home. They wanted the independence of Texas, too. One day, Davy heard that the Mexicans wanted to attack Fort Alamo. The Alamo was a Spanish church and fort near San Antonio in western Texas. There were Texans and American soldiers at Fort Alamo. There were also women and children at the fort. War was in the air. Davy knew he must fight for the independence of Texas.